I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Leo Lowenstein and Christy Lemire. First up, the Australian drama 3,000 Years of Longing. It's set in Istanbul. George Miller is the director and co-screenwriter. Idris Elba and Tilda Swinton star. Christy.
Idris Elba plays a djinn or a genie who offers Tilda Swinton's character three wishes. She knows better because she's a scholar of narration. For a movie about the transformative power of storytelling, the stories are actually kind of a drag, but the technical aspects are spectacular.
3,000 Years of Longing, Lael.
Yeah, no one is better than Tilda Swinton at playing these cool academic intellectual types. She is very good here, and Elba is certainly an imposing genie, but the film leaves you cold. It's visually spectacular, and it offers an expansive take on mythology, but it's sort of opaque and a little cold.
3,000 Years of Longings, rated R in wide release. The crime thriller Breaking stars John Boyega and Michael K. Williams, the film directed and co-written by Abby Damaris Corbin. Lael.
I thought this was quite a good film with a really extraordinary performance by John Boyega at its core. There are shades of Dog Day Afternoon. It's a man who is at the end of his rope, who goes into a bank and presents him with a note saying he's got a bomb. He's not intending to blow it up. He just wants his money back. He's desperate. He is confused and shaken, but he does have a lot of heart. And there are moments of real kind of empathy and compassion in this film. I thought it was very well done.
Breaking, Christy.
Great performances from John Boyega, Nicole Beharie, and especially Michael K. Williams in his last film role. I wish it were more tense.
Breaking's rated PG-13 in wide release. And finally, the comedy Funny Pages from writer-director Owen Klein in his feature directorial debut, Lael.
This is a weird, aggressively quirky film that I think could have been even better, but it is so fully committed to its weirdness that it sometimes takes you on an unexpected journey that is often unsavory. It's about an aspiring cartoonist who quits school and rents a dumpy apartment and gets caught up with some really weird characters, some of them mentally unstable, but it's full of interesting, carefully observed moments, and I thought it was quirky and sometimes fun.
All right. The film is Funny Pages. Christy largely agreeing with Lael's review of it. Written and directed by Owen Klein, starring Daniel Zolgrati. The film's rated R, and it's at the Alamo Drafthouse, downtown L.A., and available on demand. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a wonderful weekend.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.